What is the economic case for a government involvement in the healthcare system? Here to discuss it is University of Arizona economics professor Gautam Gaurishankaran.
Well, we've had government involvement in the healthcare system, a large government involvement, since 1968 when Medicare was implemented. And the case to be made is that we don't want to let grandma or grandpa die. And as a society, we made a decision that we have to take care of grandma and grandpa. And elderly people often have big health complications. And if we're not going to let them die, then the best way to provide health care for them is to have a program that guarantees that when they get sick, if they get a heart attack or cancer or whatever it is, that we'll treat them.
Now, how do you respond to free marketers who say that the free market works well in many, many areas of our economy? Why not in healthcare?
Well, I think there's a potential for a completely unregulated free market to work well, but there's a lot of draconian assumptions that have to go with it. So healthcare is something where, you know, you might get sick or you might not get sick. If you get sick, the financial consequences can be huge. So it's a market where you need insurance, you know, just like you need insurance for automobiles, for driving. But that's a largely private market for automobile insurance. So we could envision a world where we force people to get health insurance, or we don't force people to get health insurance, where they get it if they want it. And if they get sick and they have health insurance, they get treated. And if they get sick and they don't have health insurance, we say, sorry, you're going to die. But we just don't live in that kind of world. I just think that the most Americans think that when granny shows up at the hospital with a heart attack, we're not going to say, sorry, you didn't have health insurance, we're going to let you die. And that's why you really need to have, because we don't want as a society to let people die when they don't have health insurance, we need to make sure that there's some sort of government involvement that ultimately, that so that they get health insurance so that they then get health care.
So free market, but with government involvement for those who are otherwise wouldn't get care from the free market. But no matter what it is, people agree that health care costs are prohibitive now. What are the economic consequences if we don't get those costs under control?
Well, healthcare costs have been growing rapidly, and they account for roughly 17% of GDP. I think that we do need to get healthcare costs under control, not because they're prohibitive necessarily. We live in a society that's one of the wealthiest countries. In such a society, we want people to live longer, and we're willing to spend a lot of money for people to live longer. The question is how to spend that money most effectively. I think there's a general sense that Medicare does some things effectively, but it does other things that aren't the most effective, and that if we let it go uncontrolled, then healthcare is going to just eat up a bigger and bigger part of GDP until the point where it's unsustainable. So I think that economists agree that we need to do something about it, because otherwise it's just going to be such a big part of the government budget that it won't be sustainable.
So we currently have the Affordable Care Act, and it's a point of contention in the election campaign. What's your assessment of the Affordable Care Act and whether it can help bring some economic cost controls to healthcare?
Well, the Affordable Care Act is a very complex piece of legislation. Part of what it does is to bring cost controls to healthcare. There are really two parts of healthcare. There's Medicare, which is, you know, the existing program for senior citizens or disabled people, and then there's the rest of the market. And it tries to bring cost controls to the rest of the market. And it also, in vague ways, tried to bring cost controls for senior citizens. I think overall that there were methods in which they could have done more cost controls, but because of the sausage making involved in the legislative process, they were limited in how much cost controls they did. But I think overall it does more cost control than not having the Affordable Care Act.
Have you seen an alternative from the Republicans or anywhere else that could work in the system?
I haven't, and that's what's been disappointing. Back when Bush was president, the Republican plans were things like consumer-directed health plans and high-deductible health plans, and I wish that they were more serious policy alternatives from them so that we could compare different approaches to how to solve the healthcare solution. And that might have resulted in a more bipartisan approach to this solution, which might have been better for all Americans.